first pack of Mila, second Mishnah. Was the kosher kosher should you also lift this week as dumb and Rabbi Lez, I'm a Moilan boy, when Chayvin lo, Mishnah Pigan lois v'tomet. This is a discussion that the meat of kosher kadoshim are not allowed to go outside of the Azor. If they went out of the Azor, the apostle, and Rabbi Lez says, therefore, the Zrika that was done for the Korban afterwards does not work, does not change the status of this meat that was outside of the Azara, and therefore, just like you were Moil, till now you remain being Moil, and just like till now, there's no Kares of eating the meat of a Korban that the one who sacrificed it had a thought of Pigalti in the wrong time, or Noisil, who was eventually left past the prescribed time to eat it, or Tommy, a Tommy person ate it, all these Yisurim don't apply, because the chorus of these Yisurim applies only if Zrika Adam was done. And this considered the Zrika Adam was not done, because it does not work to, for parts of the animal were in the outside of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Kiva Ima, Ein Moilando. He says there's no more Me'ila, because Zrika Mo'eles Le'yotze. Zrika does help that for this Yotze to take off the Me'ila. Avol Chayovim Alav Mishon Pigal Lo'yotze V'tomei. And also Yochayev because it's considered that the Zrika was done. So really all these dinim are totally zebizet. And if the Zrika was done, then there's no more Me'ila, and one is Chayim Mishon Pigal Lo'yotze V'tomei. As the Machlekes, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer, if some of the meat was added as Zora, does the Zrika work for that meat or not? Omer Rabbi Kiva, Varei HaMavshish Chatos V'Ovda. Somebody was Makdash a Korban Chatos and got lost. V'Hifish Acheres Tachter. And then he was makdash replacement chatos. And now he found the first one. They're both in front of him. So look, Hashem shadoma poitis besora. Just like if you shechted one of them, it patters the blood, it patters the flesh of that animal and makes it a kosher korban. So too. Even though the second one's going to be possible, because once you ready Yotze Yechoyfer with the first one, the second one's going to be possible. But still, we say that when he's Zorik the time of one, the second one's considered like Moiso Chatos, extras of Chatos, and Memela. Since you shechted them simultaneously, then. He makes Zrika's dam for one, that one becomes Korban, and the second one we treat it as Moisa Chatas, leftovers of the Chatas. Important is Psachavatom in a Me'ila, so point over here means that it loses its status of Me'ila. Because basically it was Yotze's Chayv with the first one, and the second one is leftovers, which does not have any need, the Mizbech has no need for it, and the Me'ila goes off. So he's saying that if you see that the shechit of one causes the meal to go off from the other one, dinu shifta is b'sara. In the case where it's b'sara of the same korban is outside of the azara, even though it's not machshirit, but since l'maisa, the avoda was already done with the rest of the korban, so we treat it as the korban whose avoda was done, and after the avoda was done, there's no more, Rabbi Kiva holds, there's no more mi'ila on the remaining part of the korban.